Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Trump-Charlottesville controversy continues to linger at home and overseas. President Donald Trump today fired back at a growing number of fellow Republicans who denounced his response to the Charlottesville, Virginia violence, further fueling the latest controversy to engulf his seven-month-old presidency. In a series of posts on Twitter, Trump lashed out at Republican U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake, as well as the media, and said he had not drawn any moral comparisons between white supremacists and those who oppose them. Internationally, people on the street are reacting, such as this young man in London.
USA is probably the most powerful nation all around the world. And, you know, have a president like that in that nation is just a danger for all the world.
The weekend violence at the Virginia college town has inflamed racial tensions nationwide and renewed concerns over hate groups after Trump blamed both anti-racism activists and white nationalists. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says President Trump has promised to seek Seoul's approval before taking any military action against North Korea. He said only South Korea can decide military actions on the Korean Peninsula. No one can choose to carry out military action without South Korea's consent. The U.S. and President Trump have made a promise to fully cooperate and ask for our agreement in advance before utilizing whatever options they might use against the North. President Trump is still doing what he can to leverage the situation via China. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford.
You and President Trump were committed to our improvement in military and military relations, and we have approached it with great commitment, candor, and we certainly want to deliver results.
He was speaking to Chinese